Hi, this is Peter Lisoski, founder of Bot Nation, and we're going to talk all about chatbots, interactive conversation, messaging as the new platform, and conversation as the new economy.
Welcome to the Business Leadership Series, where we engage with leaders who are making an impact on their worlds and who want to share their knowledge and experience for your personal and professional growth. The following interview is designed to inspire you to become the best leader you can be. Your host, Derek Champagne, is the founder and CEO of The Artist Evolution, a full-service agency building successful brands, marketing tools, and campaigns, and also the author of the best-selling book, Don't Buy a Duck. And now, let's begin today's Leadership Series interview.
Welcome to the Business Leadership Series, where our goal is to inspire you to become the best leader that you can be. I'm excited about our guest today, Peter Lisoski. He is a founder of Bot Nation. I met him last year. We've formed a relationship and talked many times. He knows some great people that I know. And in Anaheim last year, we met at a conference, and he just, with the things that he's doing, is they're revolutionary and are changing the direction that we're doing marketing and how we're communicating. So I had to have him on as a guest. Peter, welcome to our show today.
Thanks a lot, Derek. I really appreciate it. This is a good one because it's something that there's a new, big trend that's coming, and people need to know about it for 2018. So we'll have a good discussion here.
Well, I went to the podcast movement and probably knew 60 plus people there, and many of the same people that you know that are great leaders and doing great things. And, you know, we weren't there to talk about chatbots, but I think I ended up spending a good portion of my time just kind of brainstorming with you and thinking through it. So it definitely caught my attention. Let's start, though. I like for our listeners to get to know our experts that are coming on. So tell me a little bit about your background more. I know you've got a cool background with running divisions and development for companies like Nike and Hewlett-Packard and Verifone, and you're also a successful entrepreneur. So kind of give us just a little bit of your story.
Sure, Derek. I started my career. I graduated as a mechanical engineer and started in test and measurement at Fluke, and kind of worked my way up pretty fast. I'm all about innovation, new product innovation. We did some crazy things. We brought in the first Adept robot at Fluke that almost, ran around and hit my partner in the head and almost killed him. We brought in, it was funny. This is what happens in innovation. And, we're going through the same thing now with these chatbots. But, we brought in one of the first CAD systems through a 3D modeling CAD, brought in the first, I think we were number 10 of rapid prototyping from Stratasys back in 1989. Wow. Several patents, like you said, I've run divisions for Hewlett-Packard, Verifone. When I was over at a consulting firm, I was loaned out to Nike. We developed the first VR virtual reality glasses that existed in the world through Nike. It was a Skunkworks team of about 65 of us. So, it's just a lot of really, really cool things. And at the end of the day, Derek, it's about how do you create a humanized, connected experience to a product, technology, or innovation?
Yeah, that's super cool. And I want to get right into it because – our listeners know that, and in my consulting as well, I always say we're a third-party advocate. We're not always pushing the newest technology. We're geeks about it, but we like to make sure that it's something that's going to be useful for clients, that it's something that's going to actually move the needle for them. It's going to help them communicate and foster relationships. And if so, then we're all for it. But we're not just looking at the newest flash, because that can be a distraction sometimes. But I have bought into this new way of chatbots, or this relationship approach to chatbots, and I'm completely sold on it. So please tell us more about what that means, about that whole relationship experience and that relationship experience technology.
And I'm glad, we talked about this a lot when we met back in Anaheim in the summer. This whole thing, I'm the first thing I want to let everybody know that just like with any technology, this is not about chatbots. It's not about chatbot tools. It would be no different than, Derek, if you came to me and you wanted to have a website developed for your company, and you had a certain brand persona and you had a story you wanted to tell, and I come back to you and I go, well, let's talk about WordPress. It makes no sense. It's about what we're trying to do here is we're trying to create because conversation is the new economy, messaging is the new platform. And I'll tell a little story about how this all came in and then what we're doing. We used to call it relationship experience technology, but we have now coined it as active attention design, or ATD. But the thing is we need to create these interactive conversational experiences that represent brand and brand persona, but create an interaction, not just a chat bot that's, you know, spewing out questions and you answer questions. You know, it's part of it, but we want a lot more than that. And so we have to develop these, you know, conversational user interface standards, which me and my partner Jared are doing. We're really pushing the envelope of things, Derek, that just don't exist. But I'm gonna tell you guys a little story of kind of how this whole A2D thing happened, because it's really this is innovation at its best, and it really is. These are things that it's not just about me; it's about this is how innovation gets done. It was kind of funny how this would happen, Derek. I had I've been watching chatbots for about 5 or 6 years, and I have an incubator called Enviral, and we track a lot of technologies. And back in end of 2015, Forbes had written an article, and in their Business Intelligence, which is a big research firm, they had a graph in there, and they were talking about how more people, Derek, were spending time on the top four messaging doing messaging apps than they were spending time on the top four social media sites, including Facebook. And I went, this is really interesting. Right. Something's going on here, right? Just as a little history lesson, guys, too, chatbots, the first chatbot actually, or bot, was developed in 1959. I can trace it all the way back to that. So it's pre-computers. It's been around. It's just that it hadn't really entered into our vocabulary, and we didn't have artificial intelligence and all the stuff we had. But right. So going back to the story is I thought, okay, this is cool. And then fast forward April 2016. Mark Zuckerberg got up on stage at the F8 conference and said, hey, we're opening up the application programmer interface or API for chatbots. And I went, okay, that's it, right? I read a lot of books just like you do. And I saw you on Facebook the other day talking about that. And, you know, one of the field guides for us innovators is Jeffrey Moore's Crossing the Chasm. I don't know if you ever read that book. Yeah, it's a great one. And, you know, it's one I use all the time. And there has to be this event in the world that causes a technology to cross the chasm. And that announcement by Zuckerberg in April of 2016 was the crossing of the chasm event, because there's about 2 billion people on Facebook, right? So I have a health and wellness center I mentioned to you, you know, back at the conference we were at. And it's a bricks and mortar store. I love it. Wellness is another big, huge mega trend, and we're in it. We're tracking it. We're doing it. So what I did is I created this little chatbot, Derek. All I had back then was these little emojicons. I mean, now we're doing talking animated characters with AI and all this stuff. But I used him. I called him Chase, and I remember I showed him to you there. And I gave him a personality. I said, okay, I'm going to make this guy a little bit over the top, a little edgy, a little snarky. And I put him in there. We did Facebook Messenger ads. We had been, you know, doing ads for a while. And the interesting thing what happened is, I mean, we did really well. We got over 400 leads. We got a 13-to-1 ROI return on investment. It was all good business-wise, right? But the thing that blew me away was people started writing to me, and they started saying, hey, I didn't ask him. They were writing to me and messaging to go, that Chase guy, he's kind of funny. Crack me up. They never said that bot. They said that Chase guy, every single one of them. And I thought, this is really interesting. So fast forward a few months, Jamie Jay, who I know, he got on John Lee Dumas, and my partner Jared and I were talking with him. We decided we're going to offer a free website and a free chatbot, right? So we were talking about, well, what are we going to do? And I told him the story about what happened with Chase. And I said, I want to do something really over the top, because I've got an idea. I want to see if I can validate this theory I have, right? So we got together, we started talking about, well, how do we create something that is not a bot, it's not a human, but it's this third thing, right? So I kind of got around to like Starbucks, which is they built a whole brand on being a third place, right? They're not your home or office, they're a third place. So I said, okay, we started yakking back and forth, and we had this big aha. It's like, let's use Wilson the volleyball from Castaway. Which, you know, because Tom Hanks, if you remember that movie, he had a whole friendship and relationship with this inanimate volleyball, right? So we said, this is perfect. So that was the start of the animation. We started having a talking volleyball. His mouth started moving and things like that. And the night before, I was sitting there watching TV with my girlfriend, Patricia, and she was watching this TV show, Survivor. I don't know if you guys know about that, but it has been on TV right? So it's like, that's perfect. That's what we're going to do. I'm going to create this these challenges like Survivor. So we had this beach challenge, this hiking challenge, this fishing challenge. And these, Derek, these things were like 3 to 5 minutes. So wow. I have about 15 years experience in neuroscience and neuroscience research and things. And I work with a neuroscientist and I, you know, other people have done it, but we've done our own tests. And, you know, the average attention span of a human being is about 8 seconds now. So I thought, if I can hold their attention, if I can get their attention and hold it for longer than 8 seconds, and we can create something that's interactive, maybe we've got something here, right?
Right.
So what happened was we had hundreds of people because, you know, John Lee Dumas' show is pretty big. Right. Hundreds of people came in. About almost 94% of them, Derek, finished their entire challenge, which was 3 to 5 minutes.
Wow.
That's really – that blew me away. We had almost 70% of the people. They fill out all the information we asked for on the contest. But here's the thing that blew me away. The thing that blew me away is we had – and we didn't ask them. They wrote us. Over 110 people wrote us and they said, that Wilson guy was hilarious. He cracked me up, man. You got a Wilson 2 coming up or do you have other things we could see? They never said that bot. Every single one of them said that Wilson guy. Now, I went – wow, this is really interesting. And I had thought back, you know, I'd done a lot of research and read articles in neuroscience. And in 2010, there was a really interesting study, Derek, done by Princeton University in their brain research center. They had two people that were wearing these electroencephalogram caps that measure the brainwave patterns and the synaptic impulses in the brain, right? Okay. And they had one person telling a story, one person listening to the story. And Derek, you know what they found out? They found out that those two people had almost identical brainwave patterns.
Wow.
Now, this is really blew me away because if you think about what's going on with these bots, even though logically they know they're not real, in their system one, you know, from the book Think Fast and Slow,
right,
they are identifying with these characters. Just like in a tearjerker movie, you and your wife tear up because in your brain, your system one brain, you're identifying with that character as if you are the character. Hmm. And this is what's happening with these bots, and that was the dawn of active attention design, which we did originally call relationship experience technology last summer. It got to A2D because we met Christopher Lockett, who's one of the authors of Play Bigger, and he had heard about
– on our show, and Jamie J has as well.
Yeah. Well, he was on Jamie's show, and Jamie started talking about this, and he's like – it floored him. It blew him away. So we've talked with him on Zoom. Zoom video chat, and he's the one that I credit with. He helped us come up with A2D, you know, which is it really gets in. How do you get and hold a customer's attention? Because now we have these really, really big looming problems out there in the sandbox that people are in related to email marketing and websites and social media. It's just more and more and more noise, and it's really quantity over quality. And yet, everybody continues to add more noise in that sandbox instead of going, maybe there's a different, better way we should be interacting with these customers. And I think, Derek, that's what you picked up on when we first started talking.
Well, that and you know, I have to jump ahead a little bit because I was with a client yesterday, and we were talking about this specifically and about possibly making a custom bot for them. And this sold it right away. Tell me about the statistical. Tell me about the difference between email open rates and bot interaction.
Yeah. So the biggie. This is the thing that's the other thing that I was and I'm still floored by this because we work with clients and you know in our agency and I see all this stuff that's going on and I'll tell you about some of the very interesting conversations people are having with bots if we want to do that on your show too. But
yes.
You know if you look, guys, here's the thing. HubSpot a couple months ago came out with an article, over 55% of people spend less than 15 seconds on a website now. Mm-hmm. Industry open rates and click-through rates on email are 20%, 1% to 2%. Social media is continuing to add more and more noise. The average person can see up to 10,000 marketing or branding messages a day. It's just – it's a lot of – you know, it's just what used to be a blessing now is a curse, right, on the customer side, right? So if you look at the email marketing, like you mentioned, if I have 1,000 leads, let's just do the quick math here. If I go buy 1,000 leads, say in Facebook ads, right, and I spend the money to do that, and I'm only getting a 20% open rate on email, that means only 200 people actually open that email to read what I have to say.
Right.
If I go over to chatbots, we're getting typically at least 80%, sometimes 90 and 95% open rates. So if I have 1,000 leads, I have 800 people that saw the interactive conversation, not a static email. Now, if you go back to the email and I have a 2% click-through rate out of 200 people, that means only 4 people are clicking through, right? Doing the math. Mm-hmm. If I go over to chatbots and I have – we're at the worst we've gotten is 31%. So I'll just say 30% at the very lowest. Most of them are 50 and 60. Wow. But at 30%, I have 240 people that just clicked through. Now, I can still do autoresponders in chatbots just like email. I can nurture. I can segment in a chatbot. I can create interactive conversations. I have talking animation. I have artificial intelligence where the chatbot can come back and talk to them. All of that, in my opinion, is superior to email marketing. And that's why the question I have is, well, with those kinds of things, I guess you could still do email marketing, but why would you?
That's one thing I love about it. Obviously, the numbers show that it's working. What else I love about it is that you have an opportunity to have real engagement with your brand in a way that is meaningful and in a way that the customer wants to interact with you. So instead of forcing all these things or sending them to your website, as another example, and having them wander around and looking for things, they can engage on a very customized level. You can really kind of lead them through where you want them to go, but also where they want to go. And all throughout the process, you're collecting data that they're very willingly sharing with you. And so exactly. Can you talk about that for just a minute as far as they're gathering consumer insights through these bots?
Yeah. You know, let's back up a little bit because I really want your listeners to understand the power of this. Let's say you have a podcast show like Derek's or you're doing Facebook or Google PPC ads. Well, guess what? We can create a link bot or a messenger code bot, and we can talk about that in a minute. But just to say it's a link bot. The person clicks on the link or they type in the link, and guess what? Through a Facebook Messenger bot, the window instantly pops up, and now the bot starts interacting with you, right? Now, if you think about this, you could even do it just for leads. You could have them come in, and because it's instant, now the bot can start, like our animated characters can start interacting with them and can start asking them, like one of the things you have in your bot and your Pete the Podcaster is, what is the single biggest burning question that you'd like to get answered on my show? Yeah. Now, that's pretty compelling because now people are going to go, I'm going to type that in. And we're doing that in different bots and we're getting amazingly interesting responses. Mm-hmm. But it's a way for you to understand your audience. Or you could do things like, hey, what kind of business are you? Are you a clothing manufacturer? Are you a craft brewer? Are you a lawyer? Are you an attorney? Are you a home services? And what you're talking about is as they're answering these questions, we can do what's called tagging for segmentation. So if they are an attorney or they're a clothing manufacturer, we can do an autoresponder nurture sequence that's specific and relevant to them. It's no longer this one size fits all, right? And not only that, but we can learn more and more about information about their interests, their desires, what they're looking to get within their segmentation funnel. So if you look at this, this is super, super powerful because it's instant, it's user-driven, it's relevant to them. They are getting the results and content and information that they're looking for, not what we want to shove down their throat.
I love that. And another, and if you don't mind, I'd love for you – so Peter's created a chatbot for this podcast as well. So I'd love to talk about it for a second because it's a great segue. But and one of the other things I love about these bots, especially me being a brand guy, is that the bot never has a bad day. So it always represents your brand properly.
Yeah, it's, you know, we've talked about that. I mean, depending on the size of your company, you know, the real thing, and I've talked extensively to my business partner, Jared, about this, is that, you know, sometimes in companies, you know, medium, large type companies, there's a real challenge with how do you get all of your employees to understand what your brand culture is about and how do you teach it to them and how do you get them to understand the importance of expressing the example of brand culture every day. Think of like Target, right? If you could have your cashier, people in the front line, know what the brand culture is, how to express it, how to create that brand experience at the cashier's line, think about how powerful that is, right? Yeah. A chatbot can help do that. It can train them. It can certify them. It can remind them on a regular basis about here's some of the top you know, things that we stand for in our brand culture. Now, out in the external area, in external brand culture, Derek, the brand persona can be represented, the brand communication. You know, if you think Apple, think Patagonia, think, you know, Google or any of the clients that you have, that brand persona can be expressed through the chatbot in the interactive conversation to all of their clients. So you have on the internal side, it's like, how do we keep these people engaged in our brand culture internally? And how do we express the external brand persona and story externally? Very, very powerful.
It's so cool. Yeah. You've shared so many examples. I know you're overflowing with examples because you just seen, and it's developing so fast with you at the helm. I mean, you've talked about it being in healthcare of being a companion and reminder for medications for elderly. There's just so many applications for this, leaving online reviews, leading your customer to other places. Let's talk about the bot that you built for me for a minute. Can you share some of the features and kind of have that experience? Because I'm loving this and where it's taking them. Instead of me trying to engage a listener 20 different ways, and we have different products too, it's all neatly packaged here in a way that they can engage on their terms.
Exactly. And, you know, one thing before we talk about your Pete, the podcaster, is the thing you guys got to understand is, right, in your business, you have a customer journey. Let's just take that for an example, right? You have a lifetime value of a customer. So along that journey, what we do is we create a conversational journey that parallels the customer journey. Some of the conversations are going to be handled by the chatbot. Some are going to be handled by humans. But defining that whole conversational journey that expresses your brand persona is super powerful. Now, going back to your example with Pete the podcaster, we look at, okay, people are listening to your show. So first of all, you know, for podcasters, we want to build your subscriber list, get reviews, but you also want them to listen to your show. So what we did in there is we created a really simple front end, which we're building on now, which gets into, first of all, would you like to subscribe to my show? If you do, all they have to do is tap yes, and they've activated the RSS feed. So guess what? Now, every Sunday, I think when your show comes out, they get the RSS notification that you have a new show, and it pops up in the chatbot. It's push notification. It's right there in the Messenger app. We also have asked, you know, questions about, would you like to get a – you have a book that's on Amazon. Right. It's a really good book. It's called Don't Buy a Duck, I think. Is that the title of it, right?
Yes.
And I've actually been reading it. It's really cool. You guys should get that book if you don't have it. It's up on Amazon. But, you know, the thing is that book, you're offering the first chapter, right? So if the people say, yes, I'd like to have the first chapter, we're putting them in a subscription sequence, which now is talking about different elements and chapters of the book and then taking them over to Amazon. Now, let's take this a step further. Think about if you guys are authors, like if you're a coach, author, speaker, if you have a book up on Amazon, we have these little things called messenger codes. They're kind of like QR codes, but better. What you can do is you can put these codes right on the cover of your book, which I'm sure Derek's going to do in the future. Yep. In the description, they can scan it with their iPhone or Android phone. You just state how to use this. Now think about this. You have a traffic source up on Amazon with thousands of people looking at your book. They're scanning the code, and guess who pops up? You. As the author, go, hey, I'm Derek. I'm the author of this book. I want to tell you about Don't Buy a Duck. Here's some reasons why this can help you in your business. But now you're engaging and having an interactive conversation with something that used to be static on Amazon. And you have a whole new traffic source that you never had before.
Yeah, it's incredible. So if listeners want to check out our new bot, it's m.me/business leadership series, m.me/business leadership series. And you'll see how it walks you through. It even gives instructions for someone that does want to leave a review or does want to subscribe. And if they're not sure how to do that, it even takes them through how to do that. And then it also has sequencing where it might wait, right? Wait 5 days, 10 days, whatever that automation is to offer the book after the free chapter and to do a follow-up. And so it's not that you're throwing it all at them at once. And it does it in a fun way. You know, sometimes there's fun answers and snarky responses. Would you like to, or no, I'm in a bad mood, right? And if you click on no, I'm in a bad mood, it might show a funny gif that pops up and gets you laughing. So it actually engages with you in the customer in a level that they're going to actually feel like they're having a fun conversation.
You know, that's so true. And that's just part of our, you know, persona. I just like to do that, Derek, because, you know, I think humor is one of the best things, you know, done appropriately. But, right. You know, Jerry Seinfeld once said that I think attention span is a misnomer, because if you can make them laugh, I believe attention span is infinite. And I agree with Jerry Seinfeld. I think if you get people laughing and they're interacting and they're like, oh, yeah, that's pretty funny, man, and they'll come back. They remember those kinds of things. And that's why we do those in the bots. We have little things we sprinkle in here and there into different bots. It's like make people chuckle.
I love it. So I want to paint a broader stroke now, because what we're talking about is not just something that's in a box and you have to cram your business to fit in this box. It's basically, I mean, I remember you telling me that you can work with almost any API.
I mean, you're
not limited. You're limited by your imagination. And if you map the customer experience, chances are it can be built.
You know, here in our company at Bot Nation, we have a front-end agency. We also do verticals, which can have intelligence through APIs and also data integrations. We'll talk about that in a second. And then we're also a full-stack software application development company. Mm-hmm. There's going to be some changes, and there's some things we're bringing out in 2018. I know we've talked about a little bit, Derek, behind the scenes that – you know, if we have anything to do with the internet, we're going to be changing kind of the way websites are and how you're interacting, and the future of using chatbots as what we call concierge bots. You know, think of like it's Carlton. But, you know, going back to what you're saying is, you know, there's a lot of different things you can do. One of the things, I mean, for example, you guys maybe have heard of Zapier tools or Zapier. I'm not sure how they pronounce it, but I can do whole data integrations. I can send data to Google Sheets, to email, to your CRM, you know, Salesforce.com or Entreport. Through all these integrations, I can do a automatic live handshake to a live chat if someone's there. I can do a click to call. I can do geolocation. Here's an example of, you know, where I talked about the conversation journey parallels the customer journey. Right. We're developing a home services vertical bot. Now think about this, right? Because I used to have a large construction company, and I always wanted something like this. It's like I used to go in to do kitchen remodels. So let's say it's a remodeling contractor, and they're doing a $100,000 kitchen remodel. Well, guess what? That kitchen is down like 3 to 4 weeks. So you got to go out to eat, right? So what we said is, okay, the whole conversational journey is not about the kitchen remodel in the client's eyes. I mean, not totally. It's about the experience. So guess what our bot's going to do? It's going to know by geolocation where they're at, and it's going to suggest several restaurants. It's like, well, since we know you have to go out to eat, here's 6 or 8 restaurants in your area that you could choose from for tonight. And by the way, here's some coupons that you could have to save yourself some money while you're doing it. Now, think about that. That opens up you're thinking conversational journey and customer experience, not chatbot, right? Right. It changes everything.
That's incredible. Incredible. I love it. So before we go, I'd love anything else you want to share, any other – I mean, we'll talk about your contact information in just a minute, but any other sell for the value of chatbots, dispelling myths, other top benefits, any other examples that stand out to you? I mean, you and I have talked for hours about this, so there's so much. But anything else you want to distill down in a few minutes to talk about?
Yeah, the only – I guess – well we have some, if you want, just so you guys, if you're listening to this, write this down. You can go to botnation.tech. It's botnation.tech. There's a lot of really good information there. It's our website. You could check out. At the bottom of the homepage are some demos from actual clients that we have. And you can play around with those guys. There's different, like Sargon, the Sumerian brew guy, craft brewing guys down there. We got Watkins, where we've got a millennial holding a red solo cup and he's having a bromance talking to the talking hot tub. There's all kinds of funny stuff. But here's the thing. I will tell you, we develop both Messenger app, but we also develop, you mentioned earlier, a website once, because that's a huge problem in that when you guys go to chat and you click on chat on a website and no one's there and they say, hey, send me an email and we'll get back to you in 24 hours. Right. That doesn't cut it anymore, right? And like you said earlier, chatbots never get mad at your customers or clients. They never show up late for work. They're never sick. You know, they're always there and happy to help. And we have the ability to add artificial intelligence with machine learning. So what we do is we build what's called an initial natural language understanding engine, Derek. And then the bot through interaction is learning. And it is starting to respond back based on machine learning to responses or questions that are given to the bot that weren't initially part of the NLU engine design. This is where it gets very, very interesting. Now, yeah. I'll tell you, here's an example. I'm going to tell you before we leave, because I want to share the story with your listeners. This is the thing I get blown away every day by some of the responses. So Watkins, who's the largest hot tub manufacturer in the country, they're a client of ours. And just the other day I was looking through there because we can see everything. We have analytics and the whole match for, you know, people who are our clients. So we can tell them exactly everything that's going on, what responses, the whole deal. There was a YouTube channel. They have hundreds of thousands of subscribers in kind of a like hot tub RV life. They wrote this whole long paragraph inside the chatbot saying, hey, we're glad, you know, we got into your chatbot. We would love to have you guys feature you guys in our YouTube channel and share your products with our listeners and, you know, support you and all those kinds of things. That came through a chatbot. Wow. I was like, wow, this is like pretty incredible, right? And it wasn't a three word answer. This thing was like probably 250 to 300 words they wrote in there.
Wow, that's incredible.
That's incredible. It just blows me away every day. It's unbelievable.
Love it, man. Peter, tell us how we can get a hold of you and learn more. If we have some of our listeners that are saying this might be something that is right for my company, what's their next step?
Next step, probably just go to botnation.tech. It's TECH, botnation.tech. There's if you want, there at the bottom, there's a big button. You can schedule a discovery call with Jared and I. And, you know, we'll just chat about your business. It's no obligation. But if there's – I guarantee you guys, like what Derek saw, when you start seeing the demo, you start interacting, you scan a messenger code, you see the animated characters – it pretty much will blow your mind, and you'll start thinking like Derek has about all the ways that you could use a chatbot in marketing and branding and sales and customer service. It just is. The reason why, you know, my incubator, I normally carry like six companies. We're down to one. We're focusing on this entirely because Derek, I really think this is the next internet, and it's going to change everything. And I'll go back before we jump off your show, and I'll tell you guys, I was around in 1993 when the internet was first coming on board with Mosaic. Some of you guys remember that. And my buddy Mark Hastings and I, we were goofing around, and there's these things called domain names, and they were free back then. You could pick up whatever you wanted. And as a young guy, I was going, I don't know if I want to waste my time doing that. Well, guess what? Do you realize, guys, last year alone, if you had invested in vacationrentals.com or what was the other one? Customerservice.com, they sold for over $35 million.
Wow.
And I could have got them for free. You know, these are things that, you know, it's kind of like we've all had these like, man, I wish I would have. I wish I would have bought that house, or I wish I would have invested in Netflix when it first started, or I wish I would have gotten an email. What I'm here to tell you is don't be the I wish I would have on this one. You need to really pay attention to this in 2018 because this is a megatrend that is gaining steam and it's not stopping, and now is the time to get in.
You're absolutely right. And everything, you know, I talked with a client the other day who said, at inbound marketing, that's all that was being talked about was these new chatbots. And so it is the future. We're building these into almost every client strategic marketing plan where it makes sense, because it's such a powerful tool. Active attention design. Peter Lasowski, thank you so much for being our guest. Again, our new chatbot for our show is m.me/business leadership series. Go to botnation.tech to learn more about Peter, and we'll put this information in the show notes. And Peter, man, we look forward to working with you on a bunch of projects.
Yeah, man, me too. Thanks a lot for having me on your show, Derek. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for taking the time, and we'll talk soon.
All right, bye-bye.
I want to invite you to join me in supporting the American Diabetes Association. I've got the honor of being a Kiss a Pig candidate this year, which means I have the opportunity to help raise money for the American Diabetes Association locally. The research, the ADA has been funding innovative research to combat diabetes since 1955. And in 2011, they funded more than $35.75 million a year in research at 139 research institutions across the country. The statistics, approximately 1.25 million American children and adults have type 1 diabetes. As many as 1 in 3 American adults will have diabetes in 2050 if present trends continue. I want to invite you to join me in supporting the American Diabetes Association. You can learn more at diabetes.org or stopdiabetes.com. to see how you can get involved.
You've been listening to the Business Leadership Series, where we engage with leaders who are making an impact on their worlds and who want to share their knowledge and experience for your personal and professional growth. This interview was designed to inspire you to become the best leader you can be.